Juba County Commissioner Charles Joseph Wani says the state has the capability to ensure that all Ampastrolese vacate equatorial land. Addressing hundreds of people sheltering in Kuda Boma after they fled their homes in Sure village following a recent deadly attack by Ampastrolese, Wani said Ampastrolese have caused much harm to farming communities over the past years, and he has been told that the government forces will be deployed to prevent further attacks.
Another active letter call.
I want to assure you that after we finish from the other side, we are coming here. If they want it or not, they must leave this place so as to allow people to cultivate next year. Governor Emmanuel Adil sent me to inform you that he stands with you, and next week troops will be sent to oversee these issues. I want to tell you that the state government will take these cattle by any means possible so as to leave you in peace.
Last week, Ampastrolese suspected of being from Tarekeka County killed 4 people and injured 3 others in Sure village of Dolo Payam in Juba County of Central Equatorial State. Speaking through a translator, Magdalena KG, one of the IDPs, said villagers were not aware of what could have triggered the shootout in Sure village.
When we arrived here in Kuda, we later learned that some people's houses were burned and other people were killed. Since then, the state government has come to see our situations and the sufferings we are going through with our children.
Peter Modi, another IDP who is also Dolo Payam administrator, expressed bitterness over the attack by suspected Ampastrolese from Tarekeka County. Modi says his office has raised the issue of cattle camps in Dolo Payam several times and has asked the national government to evacuate the Ampastrolese to no avail. Modi says his community is peaceful and has never troubled its neighbors.
Our people are tired and need government intervention so as to help resolve these issues. It has never happened that our people go to Tarekeka to cause them trouble, but unfortunately, other people brought trouble to us. As a director in this area, I have no peace of mind because every day we receive security reports of people being robbed, killed, or beaten.
Modi says his community cannot fight back or defend itself since the pastoralists have all the weapons. It is not only the Dolo Payam community that feels threatened by the presence of the Ampastrolese on their land. Lulubo community leader Michael Lengino reinstated his call to vacate Ampastrolese suspected to be from neighboring Jungule from his area. Lengino says even though some pastoralists have started moving back their cattle after Central Equatorial State Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony issued a 72-hour ultimatum for cattle keepers to leave, many are still meandering in the Wangat area of Juba County. He says moving cattle to their places of origin is a tedious and difficult exercise.
Part of it is work, yeah, part of it is work. But partially some are still, because this thing cannot move like a vehicle. They are just going slowly, yeah. Right now I'm talking to you, they are at the other side of Mangala. They are moving. But with the difficulties, because there are a lot of resistance on the way, there are those cattle raiders who wanted to raid the cattle. I mean, the cattle who are eating also the civilian crops. And there is an exchange of fire on the way, on their movement.
It is not the first time hundreds of civilians have been displaced by Ampastrolese in Central Equatorial State. In November last year, 5 people were killed and hundreds of others displaced following an attack by Ampastrolese in Lokiriri Payam of Juba County. The incident prompted Governor Adil's 72-hour ultimatum for pastoralists to leave. South Sudan has more cattle, goats and sheep than it has people. According to the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, the conflict between farmers and cattle keepers has been rampant in South Sudan, Central and Eastern Equatorial States for years. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.